99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
You know, sometimes you can't really ask people around you your situation just because they might judge you. Honestly, we might judge you too, but we don't know you. So.
So it's fine.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine.
I don't know if we start like that, but all right, we're going to try to help.
Group therapy. Just shoot us a message. We'll try to get in touch with you and have you work it out and, you know, try to move you in that right direction. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so at your request, we'll keep you anonymous, but will you walk us through what you sent us?
Thanks. I really need some help. It's kind of a sticky situation I'm in right now. Okay. So I live with two other people, and, you know, there's three of us. We're in a four-bedroom. We've been looking to fill the fourth room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've just kind of gone through a string of really bad roommates lately.
Yeah.
But recently, there's a good friend of mine who moved in with us, and he's awesome. He's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, he will just make us coffee in the morning. He's just very appreciative of letting him move in,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, he's the guy. He even cleans up and everything. Like, great, great guy overall.
Perfect roommate,
right. But, you know, so he moved in with us, actually, because he just ended a five-year relationship with his fiance. So.
Ooh.
You know, he was kind of scrambling, picking up the pieces and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Super awkward situation. But he's recently single and our roommate. And, you know, so we're like, okay, he's off the table. That's just like it's a no-fly zone. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like to see him or date him or anything like that?
Exactly. I mean, he was just in a five-year relationship.
Sure.
Engaged to the girl, you know, and yeah. But this past weekend, it got a little complicated. So my other roommates were gone, and he and I decided to just, like, get drunk. And we wound up hooking up.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Congratulations. Well, I want to say thank you, but I don't know if it is, because I feel like it got really awkward, and he made things kind of awkward. He started to, like, confess that he loved me and had a crush on me since the moment we met.
Oh.
And he's like, it's hard not to kiss you every day, this and that. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just broke our roommate rule. But I'm
right.
Also like, I've had a crush on him, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We've talked about what happened and everything and decided that this is just like a recipe for disaster. But at the same time, I'm just like, in my head, we know it and we can't stop flirting with each other and everything. And I don't know. It just like.
So like it's the complication of you guys kind of putting the cart before the horse almost, like you're living together. Or he's newly into the household. You don't want to screw things up because he's a great roommate.
Yes.
Is that,
it's
did I get
all that? Of
that? Yeah.
It's all of that. Like, first of all, the roommate thing. Second of all, like, he just got out of a relationship for 5 years.
Right.
And then third of all, though, like, we both have these feelings for each other. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know if it's just going to be a disaster. I mean, we're not in a fairy tale. Like, I don't know if there's any other solution other than just finding a new roommate or, I really don't know.
Yeah. You know, hooking up does seem to complicate things a lot of times. but
yeah,
so I get that. We got a bunch of people already wanting to raise their hands and, chime in. So if you want to sit tight, we'll see what we can do for you. Okay.
That would be amazing.
All right. Thank you.
I'm kind of with Kate. Kate's like, maybe it's meant to be. Like, I really don't see the problem. Am I the only one not seeing the problem? I feel like it can be convenient. Like, if it doesn't work out and starts to go south, then
approach it.
Then approach, like, other living situations and, like, maybe kick them out. But I feel like right now, it's bonus.
Do you tell and clue the other roommates in? I feel like this movie has happened before. Has this movie happened? Like, I feel like this is a movie that was in the late 90s, maybe starring Drew Barrymore.
Sure, it probably was.
Ben Stiller or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But I feel like this could be an unexpected turn of events. We go with it. We have fun. We see how it goes. I don't know if we tell the other roommates. Maybe we don't.
All right. Well, if you got something to add, let us know. 502-571-9970. But
I feel weird that I don't see a problem.
Kelly's like, slap you on the butt. You go, you do you. And him.
Oh my God.
All right. It's group therapy. Group therapy. Let us know. She let one of her guy friends who just got out of a 5-year relationship with his fiance room with her and her other two roommates. Now he's great guy. And wound up getting drunk and hooking up. Now she's worried that they really can't be roommates and everything is complicated and all that stuff.
And I'm like, let's just ride it out for a little bit. Like, there's a lot of people. Leanne is like, yeah, I'm with Kelly. And Kate, another listener, was just like, I feel like this can be a good thing. Monica's like, it has happened before. You were talking about, like, what movie is this like?
Right.
It's like the series New Girl. The roommates hook up, and at the end, it works out.
You know, on Facebook, a lot of people are saying kind of the same thing, where Luann's like, I guess I don't get why this is a recipe for disaster. If you're attracted to each other and you've been a good friends, then let the relationship develop.
Exactly. It's not like it's like one person has the feelings and the other doesn't. They're both like into each other. So why not see how this unfolds? If it doesn't work out, then maybe you investigate other living arrangements.
Now,
right now. Why not?
Now, I will say that a lot of times, our listener, Andrew the Love Doctor, who calls us and chimes in a lot, agrees with how we approach things.
Oh, he doesn't agree?
Andrew?
Oh, my God. Kelly, you were so spot on yesterday, and today you're not even on the same boat.
Oh,
my
no.
God. Good God, woman. No. First off, this guy's grieving.
Uh-huh.
He's grieving. 5 years. Engagement, there's a reason they never got married.
Yeah.
5 years in an engagement. He's grieving. He's finding the first thing that's comfortable. That's not going to last. I'm telling you. No. She's got to make a decision. Either he leaves or they cut it off completely, but they cannot continue down that path. It's disaster waiting on the other end. I promise you.
Okay.
Promise.
Wow. You
promise.
Know, honestly, like, Andrew the Love Doctor, I was surprised to hear you say that, but I'm glad you did, because we have a lot of people that are saying yes, and you're over here going, throwing up the red stop sign, going stop.
He's grieving. That's going to be nice in the first 2 or 3 months. Then the flames are going to settle, and then he's going to go, what are my other options? No, guys.
Right.
No, I'm telling you right now, not good. Not good.
That's why we paid the big bucks.
You got it, brother. Keep on loving.
All right. See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Listen, but Ashley says he makes coffee and cleans. Keep her. I'm just saying, like, maybe we don't know, like the depths of how much he's grieving.
I think
so. Maybe he's getting over it, like, better than what Andrew thinks. And maybe, listen, I was always the girl the guys dated right before they found the one. Okay? So she, maybe... roommate could be the one.
Okay.
See, listen, I was always the girl right before the one.
Interesting. So are we going against the doctor?
I don't know. I feel like it can be fine. Like, I feel like she might have regrets if she doesn't fully explore it. Like, especially if they're both into each other. And if they just cut it off now, just because... you know, boundaries.
Now, granted, we actually dubbed him Andrew the Love Doctor. I have no idea if he has a doctorate in anything, but...
Oh, we accept him as our expert.
But yes, exactly. So it feels a little bit weird to be not accepting a doctor's advice on this.
And maybe we take it slow. you know.
How do we take it slow? They have already done it.
Maybe not as often. Oh, God.
Not as often? What do you... How much... They're not... Right.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I just...
All right,
I'm
so Kelly's... And that's what's funny is because everyone who is a female is chiming in going, yay, yay! Love. And there's several dudes that are like, well, you know, and you know, throwing the question mark. So,
well, you know what, Teresa, I think this is a really good one to kind of wrap it up. I don't see anything wrong with this. Maybe have a conversation about your concerns. Like, hey, if we, you know, try this and things go south, I'm concerned our living situation won't be ideal. Can we talk about that? So maybe you put it out there. Now, I don't know if that's like, that might spoil it a little bit, or I don't know, throw a damper on it.
I mean,
or
you know,
if we just go jump in.
Does he settle on her? I mean, there are two other roommates in the apartment. Who knows?
Why are you saying settle? She's probably amazing.
All right.
You're assuming she's not amazing.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. We got it. We do have to move on. All right. So thank you for all the comments. If you are like screaming at the radio right now and are like, you guys are idiots, post up a comment at Ben and Kelly Show.
A lot of options for her to sift through.
Yep. There you go. Group therapy.